Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
If you're just jonesing for season 2 of The Mandalorian to hit Disney Plus this fall, there's good news. According to a new report from Variety, Jon Favreau and others are already hard at work on pre-production of a third season of The Mandalorian. One source said John has been writing season 3 for a while, and that the art department is working on concept art for the latest leg of Mando and Baby Yoda's journey. As far as the second season is concerned, sources say it wrapped production last month and looks to be on track for its planned October release. A new generation of Fraggle Rock debuted on Apple TV yesterday, and all of it was shot on an iPhone. Apple streaming service posted the first free short episode of Fraggle Rock Rock On yesterday, with another to follow each Tuesday. In response to the COVID-19 pandemic, bringing television production to a screeching halt, the show's producers have taken to creating the show remotely. A statement from Apple reads, "In accordance with the COVID-19 Safer at Home guidelines, Fraggle Rock Rock On is all shot on iPhone 11 phones from the homes of the production team and individual artists from all over the United States." Fraggle Rock isn't the only childhood reboot hitting Apple streaming service. A Peanuts reboot titled Snoopy in Space hit the platform in November. The first season of Apple's Ghost Rider reboot launched in November as well. And Warner Brothers decided to send its new animated film Scoob straight to premium on demand instead of waiting for theaters to reopen once the coronavirus pandemic begins to subside. The studio announced yesterday that the Scooby-Doo movie will become available both to rent and to buy in the home on May 15th for $19.99 and $24.99 respectively. Honestly, if you're going to spend $20 to rent it, you might as well spend $25 to buy it. I'm sure that's their point. The rental period's only for 48 hours. Warner Brothers CEO Ann Sarnoff said in a statement yesterday, "Well, we're all eager to be able to once again show our films in theaters. We're navigating new unprecedented times, which call for creative thinking and adaptability in how we distribute our content. You know, fans are eager to see Scoob, and we're delighted we can deliver this feel-good movie for families to enjoy while they're home together." Again, Scoob goes on demand for rental on May 15th. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street and Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.